Bonnie Anderson from Neighbours, singer in her own right, and now the winner of Series 2 of The Masked Singer. Gee, they've got you up early.
Hey, I know. Tell me about it. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you.
Now, I want to know who was the crankiest when they found out. Of all your friends and family, who was the angriest?
Look, I'll be honest. My dad was very disappointed. He figured out that I was the bushranger. So that had to come out in the open eventually with my parents.
There's angry, there's cranky, but then when your parents are disappointed, that's worse than anything.
I don't think there was any disappointment. That's for sure. But he was very unhappy that I didn't tell him that I won.
Oh, no.
I had to swerve so many truths and you know, lie so much. It was a very intense time, let me tell you.
I've spoken to a lot that have been revealed, and they said it's not what they thought would be. It was full-on lockdown.
Oh.
Had no idea what was going on with anyone else. Was it like that for you?
Absolutely not. It was like serious high security. You know, I felt like I was something very special. And it was just, you know, good old bush ranger. You know, you really felt like so protected and safe and, you know, like you couldn't see the rest of the world. You know, as soon as we got in the car, we had to wear these black capes, you know, and they were really dark eyes. You couldn't see through the eyes. And it was insane. It was, and they're amazing because they looked after us. You know, sometimes I get a bit chatty and a bit excited and we get locked in our little rooms before the performances, you know, and in between. And I'd be sitting in there like doing exercises and the whole thing would be shaking and my security guy would come in and be like, what the heck are you doing, man?
And no after party, I'm imagining.
No after party. You know what? I figured that out on the last day when we were filming. I was like, man, we're not having an after party. This sucks.
Yeah, it's like, see ya.
And obviously because we don't see anyone for the entire show, you know, in the other masks, it's just such a... It's a bummer, you know, because we could have celebrated and got to hang out. And, you know, a few of them behind the mask, you know, I personally know them. So it was so weird just being in the same room, not talking, not knowing who it was, and then finding out afterwards. It's such a wacky show, but it's such an awesome concept, you know.
Oh, Bonnie, I look at it every time I turn it on and go, this show shouldn't work, but I can't turn it off.
I know, man. It's like that. It was the same as last year. I was obsessed and I was very determined to get to the bottom of who the wolf was because obviously I was working very closely with Rob Mills and I was like, man, tell me.
Hey, are you filming at the moment or how does all that work?
Yes, we are filming at the moment. We lucky enough, you know, through this time, we get tested every week. We everything's in place, you know, it's a very, very safe workplace, but you know, there's no intimacy, there's no touching. It's 1.5 meters away from each other at all times, but we're getting it done and it's actually a really good challenge for, you know, for us as actors to kind of have those intimate moments with no touching and it's all about, you know, your physicality and your eyes and your feeling, you know, it's pretty cool to sort of juggle yourself with that and challenge yourself.
Well, particularly for you, you go, I won The Masked Singer and I'm filming in a really weird world. Neighbours.
I mean, it's been pretty weird. I've been shoved into some weird scenarios.
Hey, Bonnie, we'll let you go. Congratulations. You were fantastic. Well done. Series 2 winner of The Masked Singer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks.